What I'd like to share is, you know, this is the season for giving, and that is not a caricature of me. In fact, I thought it was at first. I was going to wear a green sweater to kind of go along with it, but I didn't have a green sweater in my wardrobe. But no, this is the season for giving. And we often look for that perfect gift. In fact, some of you probably, maybe, have not even started your Christmas shopping yet. Anyone want to admit to that? I knew it was going to be Tom. Got another person here. Yes, there's some folks in the auditorium tonight that, yes, probably need to do a lot of gift searching this next week. And so with the economy being the way it is, you should probably find a lot of bargains. But sometimes we bestow those out-of-this-world gifts to our loved ones, to our family, to our friends, to our acquaintances. Could be that car, that dream vacation, that ring, that jewelry someone's been looking for, the new electronic gadget, or, you know, maybe a house that's a great deal these days. Could be any number of those out-of-this-world gifts that you want to bestow upon someone this new year. Well, around, and I hate to say this, 40 years ago, I received such a gift. Yes, it was around 1960 something or other, and that's all I'll say. I got my Major Matt Mason, the one that I've been dreaming of. He was a smaller version of G.I. Joe, probably more reasonable in price, but he had this kind of out-of-this-world space theme that kind of goes along with the message tonight, so please work with me. So yes, I got Major Matt Mason. And Major Matt Mason came with all these accessories, just like Barbie did, or G.I. Joe, or whatever you want to, you know, go back to as your favorite doll of those days. And yes, he had the space control center, he had the moonwalker, he had all kinds of sleds and flying things that made part of his get-up. And yeah, back then you could get, I guess, the space station there for $13.99, which was probably a fortune back in the mid-60s. But yes, I was really looking forward to my Major Matt Mason. In fact, my aunt informed me that she went high and low looking throughout Chicago trying to get me all the different parts and pieces that I was requesting for that particular Christmas. And I guess Major Matt Mason was like the Cabbage Patch stalls and the Wii's of this day where people were, you know, seeking after them in high demand. But yes, Major Matt Mason was awesome. But when I think of it, and I think of my Aunt Josie and what she bestowed, and I think about, you know, people bestowing out-of-this-world gifts, what I want to talk about tonight is the person that we all know, our Father God, who bestowed the greatest gift of any time, of all time, and that's His Son, Jesus Christ. And so tonight, as we look on this theme of gifts, I want to look at five different things that I believe gifts have about them that make them so special, especially about the gift that we're going to be looking at tonight, the gift of Jesus at Christmas time. So those who've been for my sermons before know I like to use acronyms. RC, he doesn't like to use them as much because he says usually the acronyms just hold, you know, a reason and a reasoning and a special place in the person who created them. So if you leave here tonight and don't remember the acronym, I won't hold it against you. I just hope and pray that as we reflect on this Christmas season, we really think about the true meaning as we talk about the gifts in this season. But going through and preparing for this particular message tonight, I was doing kind of a word study on gifts. And oftentimes, if you go back into the Old Testament, you look at Numbers and Deuteronomy, it talks about people giving gifts of sacrifice, gifts of offerings to the Lord in obedience for all that He had done to them. And then you read on in the Bible, and you read the passage that we looked at tonight from Matthew 2, where the wise men brought gifts of frankincense, gold, and myrrh to honor Jesus in His birth. Then you read on into the New Testament and Jesus' ministry, and He says over and over again about giving gifts to the needy, to reach out in ministry to help those who are less fortunate than us. And then finally, the lessons that R.C. taught on spiritual gifts and the passages he chose along with others in 1 Corinthians talk about all the things that God has blessed us with in terms of each ability that He has possessed in us to go out and use for His service in ministering to the church. So there's all kinds of different gifts talked about in the Bible. But in terms of an acronym tonight, I want to first look at the G. And the G stands for God-given grants. God gives us so much, it's totally amazing. As many of you know, this year has been a rather difficult year in my life and in my partner, ex-partner's, Mike's life in terms of all the things that we have been through in terms of financial, health reasons, breakups, you name it. And then Mike having to go through a bankruptcy recently, but having that turned around by, I think, divine intervention from members of this church who prayed and softened the judge's heart in terms of how that turned out. But in reflecting on all that and all that turmoil and stress and distress that took place, I was sitting here last week up in the crow's nest watching the Christmas musical again and again and watching the rehearsal again and again. And each time that Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus or baby Michelle came forward, I thought of that wonderful thing that happened 2,000 years ago when the real baby Jesus blessed us on this planet. And I think back and say, of all the stuff that I've been through this year, of all the stuff that Mike has been through, of all the things that members of this congregation, people across this country, across this planet are going through, the joy and the wonderfulness of the season can really bring to life what living is all about. And that's having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And though you may be without home, without job, without a roof over your head, without certainty of the future, we do have that certainty of what God did by sending His Son 2,000 years ago to get that plan in motion to bring us back into right relationship with Him. And as I saw that scene over and over again last weekend, I continually impressed in my mind how important that is to have my hope, my faith rest in that experience and then what then transpired from it in terms of Christ's ministry and then His death and resurrection on the cross. So yes, God grants us so many things that we often don't really give Him enough gratitude for and that we often take for granted. But I know and I'm most thankful that He is the Lord that is faithful to provide and that He will continue to provide, maybe not in our timetable, but in the way that He sees fit to have us be nurtured and have us to grow in relationship to Him. So yes, He grants us so many things. Another thing that gifts are those incredible investments that either we make or that God has made. And if you go back to that one slide where I showed the house and the ring and the car and the trip and all those kinds of things, you may think, yes, I've made some major investments in people's lives over the years in terms of the gifts that I've purchased. Some investments that maybe even put me in the poorhouse for a while or put my credit cards to a certain limit or any number of things. But yes, oftentimes we make investments in people's lives to show them how special they are to us, to show them our love for them, to show them that, you know, we're thinking of them. And we go out and pull that money out of our savings account, we put it on our plastic, we do any number of things to let people know just how much we care about them. But I think too back again to what God did in investing in our lives. And again, it is just so utterly miraculous and wonderful and awesome that He was willing to invest His Son's life in the process of bringing us back to relationship with Him. And you can think of maybe all the things that you've invested in. We know people who have thought of many things they've invested in as of late and see them go by the wayside because of the economy or someone's Ponzi scheme or any number of things. But yet when we invest our lives in Christ and invest ourselves in what He would have us do, we see great reward. In fact, even says in Matthew, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you." And I have to say, again, in relationship to everything that has happened this year, a number of people came forward after the service today and were asking me, well, how's Mike doing and how are things going at the house? And it's like, the house is in limbo. The house, we don't know what's going to happen to it. We were trying to give it back to the bank through a deed in lieu. They are taking their very sweet time and trying to figure out if they want to do that. Or my guess, the pessimist in me, says we may have to go into foreclosure. And with everything in my name, because of some situations with Mike and I, how we were dealing with some finances with his business and everything, the whole house and the home equity loan is in my name. To the point where I'm thinking, I may be going through the same experience as Mike went through in terms of bankruptcy. And in terms of everything we invested, everything that, you know, we had going in regards to that situation, I think back, okay, if I have to experience what Mike experienced, I know it was a terrible ordeal, especially what the judge put him through and everything, I'm going to go in saying, I'm going to make lemonade out of these lemons. Because I truly believe that no matter if it's a good turnout or bad turnout, God is going to be praised in the experience. And God has already turned things around for Mike. He's, I know, sent many emails out to folks saying, thank you, thank you, thank you for the prayers. Thank you for the fact that the judge turned things around and he could keep his business going and stay in San Diego and whatnot. But the other half of the equation is still that big old place up in Carmel Valley and what's going to happen there. And I just know that God has a plan. He's invested in my life. He's invested in every one of our lives. And he's going to see us through those difficult times. And he's not going to let us down. And even though times may be extremely difficult for our economy and for our world right now, God is still there putting in, waiting for that day that you actually cash things out. And that's when we're in glory with him. That we may not see the outcome that we want here on earth. We may not know the reasons why all these things are happening. But when we are standing face to face with him in glory, it's all going to make sense. And it's because, again, he's made an awesome investment in each one of us to see us through these difficult times and see us through this thing that we call life. And so I'm grateful that he's a God who's willing to do that for us day in and day out. Another thing that gifts can provide us are faith fortifiers, what I call. And this is what I mean by that. That as you see God invest in your life, as you see God bestow spiritual gifts in your life, and you go about using those gifts, and you go in and take that investment and pay it forward to someone else and see their life impacted, it builds up your faith. It makes you a stronger person than the Lord. It helps you realize more and more what a Christ follower, a Christian, is all about. And I have to say, again and again, because of this church, because of the ministry, because we are, what do we say, the busiest little church in all of San Diego, because we have so many gifted people who invest continuously in ministry and in one another and in reaching out outside our congregation, we have seen great reward. A prime example of that is our feeding ministry that we're going to have here this week on Monday night, where hundreds of people come out each week because of people who had vision and a need and desire to help those who are less fortunate to make a difference in their life. We have that ministry that happens week in, week out, year after year after year. We had a beautiful ministry last week with our Voices of Praise and our drama group and the technicians and everyone else who put that musical together to show not only to our congregation, but our friends and family, even members of this community, that we want to praise the Lord and give glory to his name during this Christmas season. And if it wasn't for all those gifted people and all those crazy costumes and those long hours of production and rehearsal, that time, that energy, that investment, that faith put forth three showings that truly impacted people's lives last week. And we do that year after year after year in faithful service to Christ. So all those things, all those works that we do, it's not, you know, to get us into heaven, because Christ said it's not our works, it's our faith. But those acts of faith help us become better nurtured and help us reach out to others who are in spiritual hunger and need as well. So yes, our faith can be fortified. Fourth thing is timeless testimonies. Gifts that you've gotten over the years, whether it be from someone here on earth or someone from our Heavenly Father and his riches, provide us again and again reminders, testimonies, opportunities to say, gosh, look what God has done in my life. I am so utterly amazed. And I always use this kind of as a milestone, and forgive me if you've heard this story before from me when I've shared. I always reflect back on a milestone in my life that took place now about 25 years ago. And that's why I kind of have a lot of hope for what may happen in 2009 in regards to the situation in our house and all those things. 25 years ago, I was getting ready to go off into graduate school. At that point, I had no earthly idea how I was going to pay for it. I had gotten a letter from my graduate school advisor about a week before I graduated from Wheaton that I was accepted. So it wasn't until late in the spring that I found out I was actually going to graduate school. And at that point, I was working a minimum wage job in Chicago, Illinois, and had no idea how I was going to pay Loyola University thousands of dollars every year for my master's program. So me, my typical Mark Magus mode, started worrying about it. worrying and wondering and fretting and saying, how is this going to happen? And after a couple of weeks of worrying, I got this tremendous peace that came over me. And God said, Mark, stop worrying. It's taken care of. And at that moment, I did. It's like, okay, Lord, I hear you loud and clear. I'm not going to worry anymore. A couple days after that peace that I got from God, and I truly believe it was from Him, I got a call from my graduate school advisor. He said, Mark, there's a job on campus that I think you should apply for. It pays your room and board, tuition, a stipend, and your degree would be covered. And he said, all you need to do is apply and get the position. So immediately after that phone call, I ran in, got on an IBM Selectric typewriter, took a couple hours at that time to check and hunch a resume out, sent it off to my graduate school advisor. He sent it off to the Residence Life Department at Loyola, and within 2 weeks I had the job and had my graduate degree paid for. Now, if God is going to watch over for me 25 years ago, now that I'm 47 almost, I know He's going to watch over for me now. And I can take peace and comfort in knowing that He will provide. Whether it's good or bad, He will always provide. He is always faithful. And He can give us testimony after testimony after testimony that we can share with others when they're in those times of need and when they're wondering, will He provide or not? So yes, excellent time to, you know, reflect on those things. And then another one, the final one on gifts, is they give us signs or symbols of sacrifice. Like we said and kind of joked, perhaps that gift you purchased years ago for someone was a major sacrifice. Maybe you had to forgo this thing or that thing in order to purchase that gift for someone. Or maybe you're maybe making a sacrifice this year when money is a little bit tighter for all of us to buy that special gift for that person that you love. But again, going back to 2,000 years ago and what God did through His Son, Jesus Christ, He made the ultimate sacrifice. He gave up His Son on our behalf. And that gift, that wonderful thing that He provided for us through, again, by sending His Son, God wrapped in flesh, Christ incarnate, and walking this planet like we walk and going through the experiences that we experience and then paying His life on the cross on our account and our expense shows us over and over again that God is a God who loves sacrifice, not only on His part, but our part in terms of our relationship with Him and as we come and get to know Him more and more on an intimate level. So whether it be grants, investments, faith fortifiers, testimonies or sacrifices of any type and variety, all those things wrapped in together, wrapped nicely and tied with a bow, show us and tell us and remind us continuously of what a great God we have. And in closing tonight, I want to kind of share a little story and kind of maybe give a synopsis of what you may have seen if you weren't here last week, but rather in live full-color version, we have kind of animation version rather than the real version, kind of like what we have with RC tonight on Memorex. So last Sunday, we heard about a couple that was in the process of dealing with a very special gift, a gift that was really meant for the entire world. And the couple was not really quite sure how to handle this gift that they were getting from God. However, they were informed by the angelic messenger who was, you know, cranked up last week on our stage, that they need not worry, for in essence, God was going to be in their presence. And it was this very special gift that the people heard about, that many came from great distances to come and glorify this very special person who was born that night. And even today, people are searching, just as the wise men did 2,000 years ago, for our Savior, Jesus Christ. Yes, it seems like a strange way to send a baby to a planet to save it. But then again, have all your Christmas gifts ever made sense? Let's pray as we leave tonight. Father, we want again thank You for the opportunity to gather at this church that we call home and listen to Your word tonight and praise You in song in remembrance of a grand ceremony that took place 2,000 years ago when Your Son came in humblest of forms, lying in a manger to start a life that would mean so much not only to us today, but countless millions of people throughout the ages. And so, Father, through the life that he led, the example that he showed, and the love that he gave, may we go out this Christmas season and have the same kind of impact, maybe in just a small way, to a world that's searching as well. For we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.